sons and daughters of Zion. Praise the Lord. For it shall be said, this one was born in Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God. We welcome you to day 17 of World Feast 2015. It's getting better by the day. Amen. So Father, we honor you tonight and just bless you. Give you all the glory and all the praise. Declaring there is no God like you, that none can be compared to you. That it is by your grace that we stand tonight. We testify that we are recipients of your mercy. And of your grace, we have all received one blessing after another. So Father, we show gratitude tonight and we just honor you with our life and with our heart. We cast down crowns tonight. We lift up holy hands tonight, declaring you are King. Declaring you are Lord. Declaring your faithfulness. Declaring you deserve all the glory. Lift your voice and just bless him. Lift your voice and just praise him. We are the righteous ones. We are the ones who are made holy, sanctified by him, set apart for his holy use. We are the ones who have not bowed our knees to Baal. We are the ones who have not compromised ourselves. We are the ones who continue to travel in the strength of the Lord. And we grow from strength unto strength. And we know by the power of the Spirit of God, we will all appear safe in Zion. For that's where we belong. For that's where we are born. For that's where we thrive. We thrive in Zion. The life of God, the strength of God, the power of His presence keeps us. So tonight we just bless you. Tonight we glorify you. Tonight we show respect. Tonight we sanctify you in our hearts. Tonight we submit our hearts to you in total and absolute surrender, withholding nothing. For you made us. We are the sheep of your pasture. And so boldly we can enter the throne room, because your blood qualified us. And so one more time, Father, we flip our mind back to Calvary and we celebrate the sacrifice. Publicly, we do show your death until you come. We look forward, Father God Almighty, to the wrapping up of the age, when you will sit as King over the heritage of the Father, and you will release to us the reward due to every man. So Father, tonight, this is our expectation. And clearly you said that they that have this hope in them purify themselves. So Father, with the hope of Christ, His second coming in focus, we purge our heart, we purge our conscience of every evil work, and we approach Your glory throne, knowing that You will not cast us away. This is our offering this evening. This is a fresh commitment we make, that we will praise You, that we will represent You, that we will stand among the sons of men and women and represent Your kingdom. We enthrone You, Jesus. We enthrone You, Jesus. You are Jesus, the one who saved us. You are Jesus, the hope of our eternal salvation. You are Jesus, the one who redeemed us. You are Jesus, the hope of the nation. You are Jesus, and it is only in Your name that every knee bows. You are Jesus, the begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. We honor You, Jesus, tonight. Lord Almighty, on this 17th day of this sacred season, as a people on a journey, as pilgrims looking for a city whose maker and builder is God, we announce we are strangers and we are aliens in the world system. The Lord, in spite of the attack against our lives, against every attack of hell, against our mind, in spite of every attack of Satan, against our work and our ministry and our marriages and our health and our finances, we will follow you to the very end, because Your grace will uphold us. Your strength will sustain us. This is our declaration tonight. This is our full assurance of faith, that with You we can never fail, that with You we will always win. For greater is He, Jesus, that is in us, than the devil that is in the world. And in Your name we will be strong. In Your light we shall see light. We drink from the fountain of Your life. Our hunger are satisfied, and our thirst are quenched. So Father, we drink tonight of the river of living water. For You said, they that drink of Me shall never thirst again. So Father God Almighty, we drink. We soak our spirits in the pool of the river.
We go, oh God, deeper into the socket of your presence. We are aware of your presence. We acknowledge you are here. We feel blessed that we are not comfortless. We are strengthened by the revelation that you are with us as the mighty and the terrible one. We bless you, Lord. Lord Almighty, every man blesses you tonight. Every woman blesses you tonight. Every child, every boy, and every girl. Everyone. Lord, none is left out tonight, Father. For you have called us to follow you. You called us to follow you. You called us to follow you. You called us to follow you. We have heard your voice. The voice of the island, we will no longer respond to. For the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for the full assurance of faith. That they that are with us are more than those that are against us. We thank you for this assurance. We bless you. Father, bless him in the spirit. Hallelujah. It is my desire to follow you. Lord, with all my heart.
Lord, with all my heart, I worship you.
All that is within me.
All that is within me.
I give you praise.
I give you
I'm your way in
me.
Hallelujah.
I will go from faith to faith, from glory
to glory.
I will go.
I will go from faith to faith, from glory to glory.
How forever?
How forever be faithful after you?
Level of faith you raise, and I agree with you. It takes only one man to agree with God. It takes only one you to agree with God. Will you be that person? But he said, if you will agree as concerning anything on the earth, the Father will do it. God is looking for only one man to agree with him. And I say, Lord, tonight, I agree with you. All your plan and propose to do with me, with my life, I agree with you. Do just as your plan. Do exactly what you said you would do. Hallelujah. If God is able to do just what he said
he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you.
He's able,
he's able.
Hallelujah. Well, lift your holy hand and say, Lord, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above what man can imagine. What God is saying to do with your life, man's mind has never conceived it. I'm going to share testimony with you on Saturday morning. You don't want to miss the last day of this feast. Saturday, last day of the evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I said morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That means you are with me. Amen. Come on, lift your voice and say, God is able.
God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's not a fulfill every promise to me. I won't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Hey, Lift your voice and bless him. Just say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above what I can ever imagine. Think you're able. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. We're going to go Psalm 120 to Psalm 128. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Do you love Jesus? Come on, just tell him, Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's beautiful to know that the Lord first loved us. Psalm 120. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 120. Did you have a good time today? Amen. I know you. How many people felt stronger today than yesterday? Something about fasting and prayer is when you begin, you get weaker and weaker. You will have battle with the kitchen all the time. You will have to say to yourself, fridge, I'm not going to pass by you. But you will try to get just water and then something, food that you have abandoned for many days that you normally know it will catch your fancy for the first couple of days. And it will become very hard for you not to resist. You will fall, you know, and break the fast sometimes. And then you say, oops, what did I do? And then you will try and get back again. But after a while, you begin to, food begin to lose appeal. You begin to see, what is this thing about this food self? And then you find out that you are able to pray more. You are able to focus more on things of the Spirit. And then sometimes you just find out, come and think of it, I normally would love to break quickly, but I've not broken my fast because I've been busy or whatever, and I don't even miss it. Okay? Something is happening. Your system is being redirected and being re-engineered by the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel a deep sense of love in this place tonight. An overwhelming love of the Father just coming down. I just feel it, you know. The character of Christ is released through the spirit dimension. I feel a very deep release of the spirit of love. Hallelujah. And I just want you to receive it. The Father loves you, and so do we. Amen. In case anyone has told you whatever it is that's decimated you, I want you to know that the Father loves you and we love you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we continue to pray that the Lord will conclude what He began with your life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 120, Psalm 120. Three, go. Please, can you please? Don't just indulge me. I don't want us to be the only. Let's pray just one second in the Spirit. I just feel the Holy Ghost will have us do that. Please, pray in the Spirit. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit just for one second. Oh, I feel that thought in my spirit suddenly cut off. And I hear the word accumulation of grace. Accumulation of grace. The moment we got to pray in the Holy Spirit, I heard that accumulation of grace. Accumulation of grace. One of the interpretations of grace is divine favor. So, I guess maybe God is saying to someone here, there's going to be an accumulation of divine favor upon all you do. And Lord, we receive it. Let it be to us, Lord, according to what you've said. let there be accumulation of grace. It's interesting. Can you just close your eyes, please? Let all eyes be closed. Just close your eyes in this prayer. Probably God wants to show somebody something. I felt the Lord was saying, just close your eyes. It's not something I normally will do, so you might as well just obey the Lord, since we don't do this all the time. Just close your eyes and let us play a video. Let God give you a sneak peek into things to come. Just close your eyes. As you pray in the spirit, just close your eyes. Nene Bosha. Manda ya 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 ya. Deba roba ra da ba ra sha. Nene ni ba ba ba. Lord, I pray, Lord, help us to learn to hear you, Lord. And so I have some teachers to learn to hear you. Teach us to know it's you speaking. Teach us to recognize the voice of our good shepherd. Teach us, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to recognize your voice. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Are we ready? Psalm 120. Psalm 120. We have it on the screen. Okay. Psalm 120. 3. Go. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you? And what more besides, O deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am a man of peace. When I speak, they are for war. Psalm 121. 3, go. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will watch over you, nor slumber. Indeed, he watches over Israel when neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Psalm 122. 3. Go. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. There the throne stands for judgment, my thrones of house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Prosperity. Amen. Psalm 123. I lift up my eyes to you. To you whose throne is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of our mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud. Much contempt from the arrogant. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 124. Psalm 124. 3. Go. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, If the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be turned by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Psalm 125. Psalm 125. 3. Go. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for there the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to the crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. I want you to pray verse 3 upon your life. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to you. Command every wicked to remove their hand from your property. That includes your health, includes your wealth, includes your family, includes every plan or proposal that you have. Command that the scepter of the wicked to be broken. That nothing will prevail over you from the hand of the enemy. So that you will not put for your hand to sin, nor to evil. We break every set of the wicked, every ordinance of Satan, and every speaking forth of the adversary. In whatever way, whatever manifestation, we break it. We declare by the word of the Lord that the scepter, the rod of the wicked, will not remain over the land allotted to me. As the righteous of the Lord, I break the rod of wickedness over my household, over my wife, over my children, my daughter, my sons, over my work, over my ministry, over the lives of everyone that God has committed under my trust. I command the rod of wickedness. I command the scepter of evil to be broken. I command peace to come upon God's people. May our testimonies piece together like jigsaw puzzles according to the word of the Lord. We declare it. We announce it. We establish it by the Spirit. And we say by the decree of the watchers, it is done. And the zeal of the house of the Lord will bring it to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 126. Psalm 126. 3. Go. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues were songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Like streams in the Negev, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Psalm 127. Psalm 127. 3. Go. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. Amen. 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 Say, Lord, I receive your word. Hallelujah. And finally, Psalm 128. Psalm 128. Three, go. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Lift your voice tonight. Lift your voice now and receive the Spirit and the life. Lift your voice and receive the Spirit and the life. Lift your voice and receive. Speak that psalm over your life right now. Speak that psalm over your life right now. Oh, may the blessing of the Lord come upon you, because you're walking the ways of the Lord. May no one else eat the fruit of your labor. May your labor produce for you. May your field be fruitful. May your trees bring forth abundantly. I declare blessings upon your life. Prosperity in spirit, prosperity in soul, prosperity in body, prosperity in all you lay hands to do will be yours. Your spouse will be a blessing to you, and it will produce joy and blessing to you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your heart. Your husband will bring you the kind of joy that kings derive when they drink from the fruit of the vine. I declare, may the blessing of heaven above you upon your home. May your sons be like olive shoots. May they bring forth green. May they bring forth new life always. Getting better, getting stronger, getting smarter, 10 times smarter than their parents. By the Spirit of God, may they bring joy to many. May they be the delight of many generations. We declare, in the name of Jesus, may they be healthy around the table. May the peace of your home be great indeed. We declare, may the Lord bless you because you fear him. We declare, the blessing of the Lord is upon you all the days of your life. 2015, 2016, throughout this century, if the Lord tarries till you reach your very last, may the blessing of God of heaven above be upon you. May his blessing be upon your field. May his blessing be upon your household. May his blessing be upon your mind. May you have peace. May you have rest. May the Lord silence your adversary. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding of men, may it guarantee your heart and mind in Christ. May the goodness of the Lord appear to you. May you see the prosperity of your confession. May you see the word of God come to pass in your life. And as you've spoken God's word over the last 17 days, may you reap the benefit of faith. May you reap the benefit of commitment. May you who have covenanted to God by sacrifice, may you never lose your reward. We announce and declare that your eyes shall see it, even your prosperity. Your eyes shall see the prosperity of your work, and you will be satisfied, and you will eat of it. We declare, you will live. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. You will live. You will see your children, your children's children, In the name of Jesus, peace of the Lord will be upon you and upon all who love you and upon all who ride with you. Lift your voice and say, yes, Lord. I receive. I receive. I receive. Rabalashi. Yerebababayara. Yerebarabusha. Yerebarabarikalababashere. Nanda Yarabos Karabayarabos. Redaburikarabos. Nanda Yarabos. Intarabashen Redebos. Enemarabalabros Kerebos. Nanda Yarabos Karabayarabos. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Banda Yarabosana Bayarabos. Erebor Kalabradi Mosana Bayarabos. Erebrobosere Bayarabosara. Resha Bayaros. Banda Yarabos. Let's just obey the Lord. Please come forward, everyone. Let me pray for you. Just to lay hands on you. Let's just obey the Holy Spirit. Now, I kind of feel that thing in my spirit rise up. So I feel, okay, man. Maybe the Lord wants to lay hands on one person. But the Holy Spirit said, not one person. I want you to pray and lay hands on everyone. So let's just pray. Spirit of God, thank you. We speak the life of God in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We speak the life of God in Jesus' name. We speak the life of God in Jesus' name. Laying of hands is the way the supernatural manifests on the realms of men. So, they are faith extenders. Sometimes we need the agreement of spiritual oversight on us. So, whatever it is, I can only just obey the Lord. So, we agree. We agree. We agree. We agree. Specifically, just to lay hands on them. So, I just want to obey the Lord. We agree. In the name of Jesus. We agree. We agree. I agree with you, Jesus. I agree with you, Jesus. For we are not disobedient to the heavenly vision, because our prophet is in obedience. So, Lord, I agree. We agree together. We agree in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, we agree. We agree in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm just obeying you. You will do what you plan to do. So now, Lord, I've obeyed you. Now do yours, what you plan to do. In the name of Jesus. If you're watching by a webcast or you're listening by the internet, just touch your screen and let's just agree together with you, whatever it is. Put one hand on your machine and put another one on your head as a point of extension. That's what I want to do. So if you are listening electronically, let's agree with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever the Holy Ghost has planned, just trust Him. Just obey Him. In the name of Jesus. 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 Please, you have to help me so that I don't miss out anyone. So that I don't think it's deliberate. So you have to come forward so that I know that if anyone who comes, then I've agreed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We agree, Father. So faith extenders. When we lay hands on you, the anointing of God connects with your spirit. So a new level of faith shoots up inside you. So you can claim that God has been right for you. That's basically what we're doing. Father, every faith needed, let it be set up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're watching us via the internet, webcast, you just come into this meeting electronically, just lay your hands on your head and then lay another hand on your machine and then just agree. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We 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 agree. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We agree. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We agree together. It's done. We agree together with you. We stand with you in faith. We stand with you in faith. I stand with you. Join my faith with yours. We are unique strength. Receive. Receive. Thank you. We agree together. I stand with you. I stand with you. You're not alone. I join my faith with yours. I agree with you. I agree with you. Concerning that thing, I agree with you. Concerning that verdict, I agree with you. You may not even know that that need exists. But our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above what our mind can comprehend. So for you, listening in and watching, we agree right now. We say it's done in the name of Jesus. We agree. We agree in the name of Jesus. We agree in the name of Jesus. We agree with you. I agree with you in the name of Jesus. Just say yes, Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. We agree. We agree with you. We agree with you. You know, there are things we don't discuss with people. Sometimes we even forget that those things are needs. So maybe the Lord will do it when He likes. Tonight, the Lord will surprise you. You need that thing to make you joyful. And so the Lord picked it from your spirit that you need an agreement. And so we agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, we agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree with you in the name of Jesus. We agree in the name of Jesus. You are not alone. We agree in the name of Jesus. We agree in the name of Jesus. We agree. In the name of Jesus. We agree. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Nobody will take their own testimony and add it to their own. Everyone will have their own. We agree. In the name of Jesus. We agree. Jesus. We agree. In the name of Jesus. We agree. In the name of Jesus. We agree in the name of Jesus. Father, I sign agreement with you. Lord Almighty, let your presence rest upon my life. Lord Almighty, I receive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You raise me so high.
Holy Ghost, thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do in our life. Thank you for the operation of your spirit in this meeting this last 17 days. We are indeed grateful. We appreciate your love, your boundless love, your matchless love, and Lord, also the beauty of your presence. Oh, what a joy that fills our heart each time we come together to share fellowship with one another, with you. Lord, may your presence never depart from us. May your glory continue with us. May your name be lifted high wherever our names are mentioned. May your honor be seen. May the splendor of your kingdom be made manifest. May our names evoke glory and honor and beauty and respect. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. In Jesus' name. Want to help you, hold your brother beside you, just your sister, just shake them, squeeze their hand, give them a smile, give them a Jesus bless you. Just minister to them. What a blessing.
We hope you heard the voice of the Lord through the message that you just heard. For further inquiries about other helpful resources and counseling, please visit us at the Capstone Church Without Walls, 360 Murtalaa Mohammed Way, Yaba, located beside Skybank, Yaba Bus Stop, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 080-77-248-222 or 080-2318-2030. You can email helpdesk@thecapstoneonline.com or simply visit us online at www.thecapstoneonline.com. Thank you so much for listening. May God bless you indeed.
The road ahead is long and winding. With eyes of faith, you'll find the way. And when the journey leaves you weary, you can rest in the comfort of heaven's arms. Sweet loving arms, peace be with you. Peace will follow always as you go. But now you know that through the darkness there's a light. God loves you. God loves you.